The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Now, the issue of migrants risking their lives to enter the country was back in the news this week when 16 people were found in a refrigerated container on a ferry travelling from France to the Irish port of Rosslare. The alarm was raised by an employee of the ferry company who heard noises coming from the container. Having people board a truck illegally is increasingly a concern for drivers and haulage workers. I'm joined for more on this by two people working in this area and trying to find technological solutions for the freight industry. Graham Parker, CEO at Containers, and Anne Lawler, CEO of Journey Protector. Graham, if I can turn to you first. Why are we seeing an increase in trafficking and smuggling of people in Ireland and the UK? And why does it seem to be so hard to get convictions for this?
Yeah, I think there's a number of issues. I think the migrant crisis that we see a lot more migrants coming from southern Europe is definitely. And, you know, the amount of criminal gangs that are involved in this is also a big reason for it. And I think, you know, from a technology point of view, we're now getting close to a stage where, you know, companies like Anne are coming up with great solutions to be able to really tackle this.
But again, is there a reason why it's so hard to get, we don't see convictions coming through, we don't see people before the courts for this?
Yeah, I think a lot of the time, a lot of the trucking companies and haulage companies are, you know, very much innocent here. I think a lot of the criminal gangs are, you know, very, very advanced in their techniques. And a lot of the time it's, you know, hauliers are innocent parties.
Yeah, they're innocent parties. And your company has developed technology that could really tackle this from a haulage company's point of view.
Yeah, we have an automotive company. We make bespoke automotive products and work for garages mostly. And a driver came to us who'd been really badly beaten. He had a black eye, his front tooth was missing.
Sorry, this is a trucker.
A truck driver.
And where had this happened?
Just outside Calais.
Okay, and of course we've heard there is a lot of incidents reported from truck drivers in Calais.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's becoming very difficult to actually get an experienced driver because they're leaving the industry in droves.
Okay, so talk to me about this particular driver. Where was he? What happened?
He thought he heard a noise in the back. He went in, there were three guys in the back. He tried to get them out and they beat him up.
Badly?
So, very badly. They then produced a box cutter, which is like a Stanley knife.
Yeah.
Told him to drive them over the border. He asked the French police for help and he said it was like a war zone. There were so many migrants trying to get onto so many vehicles that he decided his best bet was to drive over the border.
When you say he asked the French police for help, how was he in a position to do this if he got three guys with a box cutter?
They said, take us over the border. So he got out of the back, closed the door. And
oh, of course, they're still in the back.
They're still in the back. So he realised he wasn't the only one looking for help. So he said to himself, if I go over the border, because there's a UK border in France, it's a false border so that they can be checked and it's to expedite leaving the vessel when it gets to the UK. Mm-hmm. So he went over the border, told them there were three guys in the back and the truck was impounded anyway.
I presume he wasn't fined. Was he held?
He was fined.
Was he? Mm. He was held responsible.
He brought
even
them
though
over
he...
the border. But you see, you've got to look at it from the customs point of view as well. He could have realised he was caught. He could have thought they saw the people in the back and been covering for himself. So that's their point of view. And it was only when we looked into it that we realised it's one of the few, it's the only job that I know of that you're presumed guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah. Okay, so you took this on. You heard the story and thought, okay, there must be some way to...
You will always look for a pre-existing product or solution.
Yeah.
But the more we looked into it and the more we inquired from other drivers, customs officials, etc., at that stage it was haulage companies that we were concentrating on, we realised that the issues that were being solved either by tech people who hadn't really got a lot of experience in the industry or by people in the industry just paying for tech that didn't understand the tech.
Mm-hmm.
We've a coach builder and automotive engineer on our team. Myself, I have a background in R&D in computer science. I'm one of the judges in the AI Ireland contest.
Okay. So you,
I'm a ship's master.
So you went out and looked at what sort of technology was already there and how you could pull it together to create a bespoke product for this.
Yes, but we couldn't find exactly what we were looking for, so we built our own.
Okay. And as I understand it, it's kind of like a baby monitor how this works, really. Not in terms of how it works, but what it does for you.
Yes. Well, it's a series of sensors which are fully customs compliant, built into one bespoke unit. And it collects data, which is sent to the cloud via narrowband IoT, which means you're not reliant. It's not the same as a car alarm or whatever.
Okay, so you put a device in the back of your truck, and it's got sensors on it.
Yes.
So if there's, it can heat, it can.
I can't really discuss it so much because we're going through the IP process.
Okay,
at the moment.
We have a secret formula that we do not want to give to you. I'm just, Graham. Is there a lot of people in this space, developing this kind of technology? Because there must be huge demand for it.
Absolutely. So freight is very interesting. I mean, it's one of the last kind of pillar industries to go fully digital. And, you know, over the last 2 or 3 years, I think there's been a huge influx, as Anne said, of kind of, you know, technology solutions right throughout the market, you know, every element of it, IoT, smart ports. Mm. And I think this technology is super interesting because, you know, it really has a chance, particularly next year when this is really mainstream, to solve these problems. And effectively, if you're a trucker and you've got this unit in the back of your truck, you know with significant confidence that if somebody does get in without you knowing, it's going to trigger an alarm, it's going to go to a base, it's going to go to whoever it goes to.
And it takes the responsibility off of you, of like what happened to the truck driver that Anne was talking about, when he actually put up his hand and said, there's three guys in the back of my truck. He had to take, he had to be fined for that.
Exactly.
If you don't know if it's going directly to the cloud and not to the cab of the truck.
Absolutely. And I think, as this technology becomes mainstream, it has a real chance of solving this terrible problem. You know, the numbers are up, I think it's 246%.
Yeah, cargo theft in the UK. Europe is losing £4 million a day directly due to the migrant situation in Europe. £2.5 million a day are lost in the UK and Ireland alone. 70 billion cargo theft worldwide last year.
Well, of course, you've got to think as well, the migrants are the victims of this as well, particularly the trafficked migrants.
That's exactly
are really the
we ended up developing because we got involved with an organisation called Stop the Traffic in the UK. Friends of ours who do anti-money laundering software introduced us, and we met a girl who wasn't much older than my oldest child. She's been sold 40 times since she was 9.
Wow. Wait, she's from what country?
She's from Bulgaria.
Yeah.
She's full of tattoos, and she told me they are like her owner's marks. They're like branding of slaves. And at the height of the slave trade, it was the modern equivalent of about $40,000 to buy a slave. The average price is $80 now.
Wow.
So life is cheap. And these people, they estimate 150 billion was generated from people trafficking last year.
Wow. And the technology that you're developing, maybe, Graham, if you can talk to me more generally, what kind of an investment will it require from haulage companies if they want to buy into this technology?
Yeah, I think, haulage and trucking itself is a relatively low margin business. Mm. So it can be difficult, to justify what is unfortunately seen as an extra cost. However, I think with how these technology solutions are now deployed, in software, you have this idea of software as a service, where instead of having big outlays, for big pieces of hardware that can have a one-time, significant cost, there's ways to get them on a per trip or, per monthly basis.
That's the way ours works. It's software as a service, but it includes the hardware and the audible electronic log, which means that the company owners can't collude in people trafficking or cargo theft either, because there's an auditable log there that can be accessed by the authorities.
Okay. That all sounds like it is exactly what is required. So I wish you the best of luck, Anne Lawler, CEO of Journey Protector. And thank you as well for coming in, Graham Parker, founder of Containers.